Hey, birthday boy. Sorry I took so long. I had to stop by and pick up some more decorations. Jeez, look at this place. You didn't even start setting up yet? Oh, yeah. My husband said he wasn't feeling up to pre-gaming with us, but he should join us later at the bar. You know how it is. He's stuck on that game of his again. I'm lucky I was even able to get a response from him this time. Usually, when I call out, he just flat out ignores me or grunts. I just wouldn't get your hopes up. He might not even show. Have you heard from anyone else yet? I was hoping for a little help setting all of this up. Yeah, Jamie was supposed to get the ice. Melissa's gonna meet us at the bar, and then that just leaves Ling. I remember him saying in the group chat that he was gonna pick up the cake. Oh, right. Sorry. My head's been everywhere today. But how are you? It's been a while since we had the whole crew together like this. It's okay. I don't really want to talk about him. No, everything's fine. I don't want to burden you today. It's your special day today. Look, you know what kind of guy he is. Sure, he was super sweet when we got engaged, but people change, I guess. He could be worse. I try to see the good points about him most of the time. Since when are you my therapist? Being with multiple women doesn't automatically mean you know how to solve every couple's problems. Seriously. That was back in the day, though. And believe it or not, I try not to make it a habit to vent to you every time things aren't going great in my relationships. Fine, fine, fine. But only because you're giving me the puppy dog eyes right now. So, things haven't been going great between us. He seems checked out. Like, the only thing he does when he comes home is shower, eat, and then hop right on his phone or turn on his PS5. You did not just ask me about my sex life. Seriously, how bored are you? Okay, why not? No, we haven't been intimate for a while. Like I said, he just games for most of the night, and even when I invite him to bed and use every tactic in my playbook, and God knows I have been resourceful. He just shrugs it off, and he acts like I'm the one being pushy and unreasonable. Plus, we're both into different things, which means even when we are both in the mood, which is rare, he wants me to be submissive, and I want to dominate him, and it just never works out. 6 months. I haven't had a man touch me in 6 months. Oh, shut up. I know you get a lot of action. You don't think I noticed that pretty neighbor of yours glaring at me knocking on your door? Yeah, but that's different. You're single, so you can drift in and out of hookups pretty easily. Plus, subby women are pretty easy to find for someone with your looks. When you're married, you're locked in. Whatever happens, you stay with your partner for the long haul. God, this is so embarrassing, man. So, since he hasn't been in the mood, I ended up resorting to, toys. Don't act dumb. You know exactly the kind of toys I'm talking about. I'm just tired. I'm tired of waiting for a man to lead. He hasn't gotten off his ass in months, and I suspect he never will as long as he has that controller in his hand. Wow, that's funny, man. You want to help me? What do you mean you're serious? I can't believe you're even suggesting that to me right now. I am married. This is a 14-carat wedding ring. Are you out of your damn mind? You're one of my oldest friends, and my husband works with you, for God's sake, and you're suggesting. I don't care that you haven't been laid in months. No. This is a bad idea. You know what? I think I should leave and maybe meet you at the bar instead of here. Yeah, I'll probably kill some time until everyone shows up. No, it's fine. We'll try to sit in the corner booth and it's your birthday. And now, thinking on it, if neither one of us have been satisfied in a while, why not remedy that? But we can never, ever tell anyone about this. Do you understand? Whatever happens here stays here between us. Good. Fuck, this is so wrong. Wanting to taste you forever. Take this off. You're the birthday boy. You don't need your pants. Not right now, anyway. God, it didn't take much to get you this hard. I can't help but wonder when you started feeling it. Was it when we kissed? Or when I sat next to you? Or could it have been from the very moment you answered the door to me? Either way, I'm gonna take care of you. Close your eyes for me and lean back. Fuck. Look at you, throbbing for me. Does that feel good? My mouth on your tip like this? I want to coat every inch of the shaft in my spit. everything you're feeling right now. It feels good, doesn't it? My warm tongue tracking up your shaft. Teasing every vein and contour of this fat fucking cock. God, you look like you're enjoying this. Keep going. Yeah? Let me lick the other side too. I want full coverage. I love how shiny you're getting. Remember, I said I'm a dominant. So put your hands back at your side and let me work on you. That's it. That's it. God, I love the sounds you make. Let me hear you more. You are the birthday boy after all. I'd be a pretty lousy guest if I couldn't get you to come at least once tonight. We'll see what happens later. For now, open those eyes and look down at me. That's it. Hi. Let's play a little game. If I can hold your tip in the back of my throat for 15 seconds, then you have to eat me out in the shower. Well, if I can't do it, then you have to jerk off onto the floor right now and come with me watching. Either way, it's a win-win for me. What do you say? Wanna try your luck? God, if only my husband pleaded with me the way you do. Okay, start counting. What do you mean you lost track? God, what am I gonna do with you? What's it look like? I want to have some fun too. And your lap looks so comfortable. You don't mind me straddling you like this, right? After all, this is the best seat if I want to watch you while I bounce. And I'll let you in on a little secret. I like to go fast. Fuck. That's it. Hold it still for me. Let me really, really feel you. I'm gonna start moving now, okay? Yes. Yes. Oh, fuck, that's it. Grip my hips like that. Keep me balanced. Show me how fucking bad you want to get off. It'll be crazy when you see him at the bar later. And then when you just fucked his wife. Oh, I bet you won't be able to contain that smile. Oh my god, you are so fucking bad. I love it. No, don't slow down. Don't you dare fucking slow down. Come inside me, right? Fucking shit! I'm gonna come. Fuck! Looks like he's canceling coming over. Where does it look like I'm going? The shower. You owe me for those 15 seconds earlier. And I fully intend to keep you on your knees for much, much longer.